from the Director Department of Transportation and Public Works requesting authorization to prepare, review, approve, and execute all contract documents as required to hire Johnson Controls, Inc., an energy services company previously approved as qualified by the County Board to conduct a technical energy audit for the buildings at the County Correctional Facility South.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I would like Mr. Stephen Keith to go over this report for me.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Steve Keith. My title is Sustainability and Environmental Engineer. I'm employed by the Department of Transportation and Public Works. I'm sitting in for Greg High, who can't be here today to present this item. As you heard earlier today, there was a report on the status of one of the energy savings performance contracts that we have. That one was with a company called Ameresco. We have a total of three energy savings performance contracts that we're currently working on. The item before you this morning deals with one of the other performance contracts we have, specifically with Johnson Controls, and it's a request to amend one of the agreements that we have with them right now. Typically, the process involved in these contracts is that the contractor performs a technical energy audits on a grouping of buildings. Earlier this year, the board authorized us to assign them to do technical energy audits, I believe, 8 buildings. One of those buildings was the city campus building. That was the largest of the group of buildings that they do those technical energy audits on. They performed that technical energy audit, and in their conclusion from the review and was that they could not assemble a group of energy savings measures for that building that met our criterion of having a payback period of less than 10 years. That being the case, what we would like to do now is to authorize them to perform technical energy audits on additional buildings, and specifically buildings at the Community Correction Facility South, and those buildings listed in the report.
So, Mr. Behavior.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is kind of the information I was looking for on the previous item that I thought kind of should have came to us in the form of this communication, like, okay, the pool covers aren't working well, velocity and noise, here's what we're thinking, rather than have already made that change. And I think everything's fine, and, you know, performance contracting is dynamic, and sometimes it just doesn't work out because of the life cycle of the building. We all know City Campus, that would be quite a challenge. And quite frankly, I don't know the future of City Campus, so I think this is a wise decision. But in enhancing and adding, and by the way, I shall just say, House of Corrections, I'm still calling it what it is, House of Corrections, in Franklin is a 24-hour facility, which I always consider to be the lowest hanging fruit because there's so much energy being used. So I totally support this measure, but I want to ask, when we're now moving around the technical energy audits, do you think, Mr. Keith, because obviously you're the expert, the only expert we have on this, really, do you think that it'd be worth revisiting velocity and noise to have Johnson Controls do another technical energy audit? Or in your opinion, perhaps if you know, it's not, there's nothing else, it's kind of like City Campus, perhaps there's nothing more we can do. I don't think that's the case, but I want to know.
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I'm not really fully prepared to answer that question, but I think that a couple things. One is that I think the process has provided for and will provide for revisiting buildings. Courthouse is an example. I think that we did a phase two. We did a phase one on the courthouse, and there was a phase two on the courthouse. And so we have certain limitations, and we're trying to address a lot of buildings. And so I think the process does provide for opportunities to come back and revisit buildings a second time, I think. Having said that, I guess you'd have to do that technical energy audit and determine kind of what kind of opportunities are there. But I think that is part of the process, to revisit those buildings after certain measures have been accomplished through the first time through.
Well, Mr. Chairman, because this is an item for action, maybe I need to be a little bit more specific. because we're reissuing, we're starting another technical energy audit and taking, you know, what would have been funding away from the city campus, I'd like to have those two included. And I don't really see it as revisiting when it, we initially had over $150,000 allocated for noise and Pulaski upgrades on performance contracting, and in the end only $3,000 was spent there. So I don't see that as a phase two. I see that as completing phase one appropriately. So I think that could be an affirmative amendment. I wanna move approval on this item number 16. But before I do that, I'd like to add that in the next technical energy audit, which includes the House of Corrections, it also includes the Pulaski and noise indoor pools.
So I understand the amendment. You are moving approval of these items, but the next one would include the House of Correction. You would like those to be added with the House of Correction audit.
Exactly, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Do you have that?
Yes, Mr. Chair, but is that necessarily an amendment or just
or
a request?
I don't know.
Request.
Thank
you. Okay. It is a request. All right. Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question. I'm trying to, I guess, get an example of what you said you could not assemble any TEA criteria for a city campus. I guess I just want one example of what type of criteria that could have been qualifiable. Like, I mean, or that you could determine that this work could be done there that I could get an idea of why this building is determined that you cannot create these qualifications for it.
Chairman and supervisors, good question. The city campus building, I think on an initial thinking, was probably that that's kind of an energy hog of a building and that there would be a lot of opportunity there. But a couple of things, and I didn't see the report in detail, but what I did see and what I understood from a meeting was that when the building was renovated, going back some 10 years ago, there was a lot of energy-efficient lighting put in place at that time, so a lot of what is termed like the low-hanging fruit was already implemented at that time. What really remains as major energy-consuming devices there are things like the boilers, chillers. These are very expensive, and they have very long payback period times. Boilers are typically will last 30 years or so. So the paybacks on those are very long times. So it's really the result of two things. One, of having, when the renovations were done some 10 years ago, there was state-of-the-art lighting put in a lot of the hallways and rooms at the time, and that's considered kind of the things that has the fast payback that you use to help balance the things that have the longer payback. And it's kind of what we're left with there now is largely the things that are very expensive and have long payback periods.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 17.